Okay, it is now 3:30 and we will call the Internal Operations Committee meeting to session. Can I get a roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken. Let the record reflect that all members are present.
Great, thank you very much. So we'll go ahead and open the meeting to public comments. Individual comments limited to 3 minutes. If there's any members of the public online that would like to make a statement, now's your time to do that. All right, I am hearing none, so we'll move to item C, which is draft minutes. Can I get a motion to approve the draft minutes?
Make a motion to approve the draft minutes of June 2nd.
Okay.
21.
Thank you very much. I'll second that. So that passes the minutes. Moving on to D, presentations. We have an internal operations update.
No update.
All right. Then we will move to discussion items, E1, draft emergency operations plan.
Yes, we have my executive assistant, Maddie Cabrilla, will brief you on a draft emergency response plan.
Great, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Well, in red and everything.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Internal Ops Committee. Staff has been updating the existing emergency operations plan for the town of Discovery Bay. The town of Discovery Bay established a certified emergency operations plan that was adopted by resolution 2015-19 in December of 2015. Our existing EOP is fully compliant with Cal OES, SIMS, NIMS, and compliant in order to receive state and federal reimbursements during a declared emergency. This emergency response booklet is to be used in conjunction with the Town of Discovery Bay's emergency operation plan as amended. This booklet is an in-field, consolidated, concise guide that serves as a basis for effective emergency responses to hazards that threaten our jurisdiction. The ERP is a step-by-step procedure and must be followed in the correct order of events. This will ensure that any immediate needs are addressed first and facilitate a smoother and more efficient response by staff to an emergency or disaster. A copy of the emergency operations plan is located inside the Emergency Operations Center, which is the district office. In front of you, we have a draft of the plan that we put together. It is going to be one section of the entire emergency operations plan. So what you have in front of you is the ERP, which is the emergency response plan. It's the booklet that will be handed out to staff in their emergency backpacks, and it will be used as a guide in case of an emergency. So it has a list of checklists, facility maps, checklists on what to do, what to bring, how to respond to certain things, and staff request for the committee to review and recommend to the board to approve the addition of the emergency or update of the emergency response plan to the town's existing emergency operations plan. A draft of the ERP is attached. Once accepted by the board, the ERP will be established as a training requirement for all district employees. Please let me know if you have any questions.
And you may have said this, I'm sorry. Is this something that was just amended? This, we had one of these before?
So we've had a previous booklet before. The last time it was updated was about 2015. So there's been a lot of changes since then, including a lot of the changes are local contacts for emergency services, contacts of local agencies that we partner with during an emergency. So all of that information is up to date, along with staff information and updating roles and responsibilities and designations for different duties.
Very good. Staff, do you have any thing that you think should have been added or is missing that needs to be updated further?
No, I think this is this is like the abridged edition of the emergency operating plan, which is a couple hundred plus pages. And so this enables the field members to have something to refer to out in the field without having to go back and read a huge manual. We will be bringing back an updated emergency operations plan, which is the big one, for review as well. But this reflects the requirements of SEMS and NIMS, which is required for reimbursement funding in the event of a declared emergency.
Yeah, looks good. Do you have questions?
Mike, on Monday, you and I talked about a number of different points, and I know a couple of them you said to bring up at the meeting, and I didn't write down which ones were.
I remember one of them. We had one was a retiree was listed over email over at 800.
Is someone going to go through and verify all the names and phone numbers for the activity?
Yes, that's been brought up.
Okay. Another thing, and then we talked about the ID cards. I know that was being worked on. And then how you're going to, since our number of employees changes, I know you're going to rework that. So it's
right. We're just going to ask for an accounting of the employees on hand and compare it against the most updated list, which will be contained in the front of the mm-hmm. book in a protected sheath.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that I thought about was if we have any temps on board, if we have a crew of people or one or two people, how are we going to, count for them if there's an emergency?
We're going to send them into the hazard first.
Perfect. Before the board even, huh?
Good plan.
So what normally happens is we will look to the managers or whoever's on scene and ask them, where are your people if mm-hmm. someone's missing? So we're not that big. We know who temporary employees are, et cetera, so we'll be able to account for that. It will go off the roster.
Okay.
It's not set number in the book.
Okay. But will that be addressed in here, account for all temps? And
I believe it is. We'll take look at it.
Under the sections under headcount and rendezvous.
Okay.
We took some of your suggestions, and I already applied it to the reminder that you have.
Okay.
So it's within there.
Thank you.
Okay. And I don't know if this is a requirement, so forgive me. I know whenever I've done disaster plans, there's always been a role assigned as a communication coordinator. Is that a role that is designated?
In SEMS, NIMS, they're more general.
Okay.
So that is usually done under operations.
Got it.
And sometimes there's a PIO offshoot, which is from the general command.
Okay.
So it's through that process of identifying those needs. It's set up in there.
So the general manager, I'm assuming, is the one that assigns out any needed roles, or is that how it?
Well, we have pre-designated positions to fill out these roles, but these are general categories.
Got it.
And then you start to hand out assignments based on a particular need for a particular event.
Okay.
And communications is usually your PIO officer.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Perfect. Now it looks like a lot of work.
And this is just one section for basically the managers and key staff to designate their team members in case of an emergency. But the communications officer, the PIO, all of those are addressed in the actual emergency operations plan.
Got it.
And there's a whole bunch of other checklists and designations for responses in there. So that will be brought to the board soon.
Awesome.
Excellent. Okay.
Do we need a motion to recommend that we bring this to the full board? Is that the action item here?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to make a motion to present the emergency plan draft to the full board for consideration.
I would only add to your motion that it would incorporate some of the changes.
Yes.
That,
yeah. Very good.
Director Graham.
Yes. In light of those noted changes, as well.
And I second.
Perfect. Awesome.
I just want to give Maddie a lot of credit. This is a lot of work.
Yeah.
And the other one's going to be even more work.
Okay.
So we thank her for that.
Yeah, for sure. These are awesome. Quick run books when something's going on are absolutely necessary.
Okay. One more question about this. At what point, and I went through it, but not word by word, and I apologize if this is already in here, but at what point, so we have this emergency, at what point is the board notified? We've got an emergency, it's being handled, everybody's in their places.
They get notified when there's opportunity to notify.
Yeah.
The board will be brought in under certain circumstances to actually make emergency declarations, et cetera. But the board will probably be advised in whatever methodology time allows at the time it allows for it.
Okay, and that is addressed in the board review.
Yeah, that's all addressed in the emergency operations plan.
Okay, and next time, where is that what you're saying? Okay, thank you.
Great, thanks. Should we go to any public comment? I don't think we have any public online, but do we have any public that would like to make a comment? All right, hearing none, we will move to item F. Do we have any future discussion items? Okay, well, at 3:40, we will adjourn the meeting. Thank you.
All right.